ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम् सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम् शान्ताकारं भुजगशयनं पद्मनाभं सुरेशं विश्वाधारं गगनसदृशं मेघवर्णं शुभांगं लक्ष्मीकांतं कमलनयनं योगिभिर्ध्यानगम्यं वन्दे विष्णुं भवभयहरं सर्वलोकैकनाथं सर्वलोकैकनाथं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः। ॐ श्रीगणेशाय नमः। ॐ श्रीसरस्वत्यै नमः। ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। सो इन् दिस् ब्यूटिफुल् टेक्स्ट् विच् इस् फुल् आफ् भक्ति बट् आल्सो द सम् आफ् द हैयेस्ट् नालेज् वि आर् स्टडिङ्ग् अबौट् दि ग्लोरि आफ् भगवान् श्रीकृष्ण और् विष्णु and the devotee's extreme love for Bhagwan. That's why in the Bhagavat, Bhagwan Vishnu tells Narad, Naham Vasami Vaikunthe. He says, Bhagwan, you don't live in Vaikuntha? He says, no, I don't live in Vaikuntha. Then where do you live? Do you live in the heart of yogis, you know, who are meditating on you? He says, Naham Vasami Vaikunthe. Yogi naam hridaye piva. Oh, you don't even live in the heart of yogis. The Naradji says, where can I find you? So in Bhagavat, he says, mat bhakta yatra gayanti tatra tishthami Narada. He says, where my devotees sing my glory, talk about me, that's where I live. So we should be thankful that we have this opportunity to study about Bhagwan and sing his glories. So last week we had heard that Kulashekhar talks about his Ishta Devta, which is Narayana, which he says is the supreme. And that's how each devotee feels, that my Ishta Devta is supreme, whether it's Shri Krishna or Rama or even Devi or Ganesha. In different Puranas, we find different Devtas are extolled, and he says that is the highest, and compared to that, none of the gods are significant. Even the earth, the space, everything is insignificant compared to my Lord. And then he talked about what is the highest wealth, and he says the highest wealth is remembering the Lord with all my faculties. My throat is choked, my eyes are watering with tears, my hands are folded, my whole body is quivering. And when I can remember the Lord in that way, that is the greatest wealth. Well, all my faculties are involved in remembering Bhagavan. And then also he said, he repeated various names of Bhagavan, Shri Krishna, Hey Ramanuja, Hey Jagat Guru, Hey Gopalaka, and so on. And he says, janami na tvam vina, aside from you, I do not know anybody else. So always have your mercy upon me. Always have your compassion on me. So today we'll start with shloka number, what 23. Is it? 23 in page 111. Kerry, would you like to repeat? Is your throat okay or?
No.
If not, okay. Shaku, do you want to unmute and repeat? Page 111. Bhakta paya bhujanga garuda mani trailokya rakshamani.
Bhakta paya mujanga rupmani matraloka kashamani.
Gopi lochana chatakam budamani saundarya mudramani.
Gopi lochan chandakamya buddhi manishya sundarya mudakani.
Ya kanta mani rukmini ghana kuja dvandvaika bhushamani.
Ya kanta mani rupavim tanu kuchaindarya subamani.
Shreyo deva shikha manir dishatuno Gopala Chudamani.
Shreyo Deva Shikamani Deshatuno Gopala Chudamani.
Okay, we'll chant together. You can please mute. Bhakta Paya Bhujanga Garudamani Trailokya Rakshamani. Gopi Lochan Chatakam Budamani Saundarya Mudramani. Yakanta Mani Rukmini Ganakucha Dvandvaika Bhushamani. Shreyo Deva Shikha Manir Dishatuno Gopal Chudamani. So here it is said that three things can heal us. Sometimes some people believe that a particular precious jewel placed upon the finger or, you know, in the ear or so on can heal us. Other people believe mantras can heal us. And other people believe certain herbs and certain medicines can heal us. So here today we'll study all three: precious jewel, mantra, and herb, how they can heal our afflictions. So he says this money is Gopala Chudamani. It is Gopal. It is Bhagwan Shri Krishna who is the crest jewel, the highest jewel. That's why Vivek Chudamani also, the crest jewel of discrimination. So here the last word is Gopala Chudamani. And what is this money? He says Bhakta Apaya Bhujanga Garuda Mani. Apaya means dangers. So when any dangers come to us, external or internal, what the dangers are like snakes, bhujanga. And what are the snakes afraid of? Garuda, you know, the Garuda, the Vahana of Bhagwan Vishnu. So he says all dangers of its devotees are removed by this mani called Shri Krishna Mani, just as the Garuda removes all the snakes.
Oh.
And then it says Trailokya Raksha Mani. And this mani, chanting the name of Bhagwan, protects not only us, but all the three lokas, because we know that Bhagwan Vishnu is the one that protects the three lokas. So he says it is Trailokya Raksha Mani. And Gopi Lochana Chatakam Buddha Mani. Chataka is a bird, mythical bird, that is said to drink only rainwater. He doesn't drink water from the stream or lake, only waits for rainfall. And just he is looking up, when will the clouds rain? So similarly, gopis always were waiting. When will Bhagwan return after he had left Gokul for Mathura? When will he come back? So their eyes were like the Chataka bird, waiting for Bhagwan to return. And so that money is Bhagwan Shri Krishna, and it is also Saundarya Mudra Mani. Mudra means the ring, you know, like Prabhu Mutriga Meli Mukmahi, you know, in Hanuman Chalisa, it is said. So Mudra means the ring, and what decorates the ring is the jewel on top, the money in top. So same way, Bhagwan is that beautiful Saundarya, beautiful money that decorates anything. Anywhere Bhagwan's name is said, it is decorative. And this Kanta Mani, this supreme jewel, is always in Rukmini's heart because she wore a necklace with. And so that money, which is always on her heart, in her heart, That is the Bhusha Mani, which is decorating her, and that is the one that is always in her heart, that Shri Krishna Mani. And what should it do? He says, O Deva, O the highest of the lords, Shreyo Dishatuno. Deva Shikhamani means the highest of all the devas, all the gods. Shreyo Dishatu means show us what is Shreyas, guide us towards Shreya. Dishatu means give us directions, no means to us, O Gopal, O Shri Krishna, which is the supreme jewel. Yes. So what is makes something precious? See, if it is easily available, like diamonds, if you could find them on every street corner, it would have no value. Why are diamonds precious? Because you have to go very deep into the mines and find the, you know, diamond, then you have to polish it. Same thing, gold. If it was like copper every corner, gold would have no value, but gold only. So anything that is difficult to get is precious. And one has to go very deep to get it. There's a beautiful story of Pujya Gurudev. When the students were doing the course at Sandipani, so one time they were singing bhajans and Gurudev was listening. He was standing there and they were singing. They sang one and he said, continue. So they sang the second one. After they sang the second one, there was this young girl wearing t-shirt and jeans. And she tells Gurudev, I have a question. So Gurudev didn't answer. He says, continue. They sang a third bhajan. She says, I had a question you have not even answered. Nobody dared to ask Gurudev, talk to him like that. So he says, look at this young girl, how much courage she has. He said, okay, ask your question. So she says, you are wasting these young people's time, these young men and women. He said, what do you mean? He says, you are making them sing. They could be doing some work, cleaning the ashram or doing some study. They are wasting their time. Now, no one had the courage to tell Gurudev that, but she did. So Gurudev says, look at this girl's courage. He admired her. And then he said, okay, let me tell you one thing. Suppose it rains and there is a puddle like a lake. And on the lake, if there is no movement, the moss collects, right? She says, yeah, moss will collect on any lake or collection of water. So he says, if you want to find you have dropped something below, say you dropped a precious something or very important like a camera or a jewelry, piece of jewelry, what do you do? He said, well, you first remove the moss and then you go deep and then you find it at the bottom of the lake. So he says, singing of the Lord's name is like that removal of moss, because our mind is covered with moss of lust, greed, passion. And that's why we are not able to find the Lord who is deep within our heart. So singing of bhajan, singing of his glory, is a way to reach that depth. And that is what the importance of bhajans is. Because these values like amanitvam, adambitvam, etc., are like snakes, you know, I mean, are like remover of snakes, are like the Garuda, you know, which removes snakes. Snakes are our afflictions, our negativities. Now, why are snakes called bhujanga? I heard a very interesting expression. Bhuja means shoulders. Because the snake only has shoulders, has no arms, no legs. So it crawls on its shoulders, has no arms, no legs. So that's why it is called bhujanga, one that goes on its shoulders. So all these negativities can be removed by chanting, by singing the name of the Lord. Then he says, Gopi Lochana Chatakam Budamani. Just as the Chataka bird waits, so gopis were waiting. And there's a very interesting story. One of the gopis was sitting on the side of the river with her eyes closed and trying to meditate. So after she opened her eyes, so they said, what are you meditating on? Are you trying to bring some thought into your mind? She says, no, I'm struggling to remove thoughts. He says, what thought? He says, Krishna is so strong in my mind, I can't remove that thought. And until I remove it, I can't do my work. So I want to remove him from my mind. That was the extent of their bhakti. That for them it was, for us it is hard to bring Krishna in our mind. For her it was hard to remove him from her mind. That was her effort. And that is the beautiful mani of Bhagwan Shri Krishna. And it is said, Trailokya Raksha Mani. It protects the three worlds. As we know, Bhagwan Vishnu is the one that preserves the three worlds. Also, why the word three worlds are used? Because there are seven above us, the different heavens, then earth, and then six below us, Atala, Vitala, all the way up to Patala. And on earth, we have the opportunity as humans to go up or go down. Either we can go upward in our life, do it better, or we can do worse and go downwards. So the choice is ours. And that's what it is said, that it is the opportunity to be on this earth, which is very rare, where we can not only go upward, but we can also reach enlightenment, which even devatas in heaven do not have this opportunity to get enlightenment, which we have on this earth. And then, as we said, he was always in Rukmini's heart, and it is that ring, that money, which gives beauty to the ring. And may it give us Shreyas. Shreyas is a word that is used in Katha Upanishad. Shreyas cha Preyas cha. The human beings have the choice of Shreyas or Preyas. Preyas means that which gives us pleasure. And Shreyas is that which gives us goodness. Not only which is good for me, but is good for all. So that's what it is said, that by chanting this mantra, by remembering God, is the highest Shreyas. And that is the best invocation which can guide us to the higher. Disha to know. He says, take us to the higher. And we have the choice of losing ourselves in Bhagwan. You know, that's what they say, that the devotion of Bhakta should be so much that I am no longer there. Bhagwan alone is. And that is the highest devotion. And that is what remembering the name of the Lord takes us to, this state where I lose. There is no gain. There is only loss. Loss of ego, loss of selfishness, loss of the, you know, self-will. And thy will alone prevails. O Bhagwan, you alone are the best. So this is the mantra number 23. Now we'll go to the next mantra. Harsha Ben, you want to repeat after? Shatru Chedaika Mantram Sakalam Upanishad Vakya Sampujya Mantram. You can unmute, please.
Shatru Chase Vedeka Mantra Sakalapu. Sakalamupanishad vakya sampujya mantram.
Samsarotara mantram samupachitatam sangha niryana mantram.
Samsarotara mantram samupachitatam sangha niryana mantram.
Sarveshvairyaika mantram vyasana bhujaga sandashta santrana mantram.
Sarveshvairyaika mantram vyasa bhujaga sandashta santrana mantram.
Ihve Shri Krishna mantram japa japa satatam janma safalya mantram.
Jihave Shri Krishna mantram japa japa satanta janma safalya mantram.
You can mute, please. We'll all chant together. Shatru chedaika mantram sakalam upanishad vakya sampujya mantram. Samsarotara mantram samupachitatam సంఘ నిర్యాణ మంత్రం సర్వేశ్వైర్యైక మంత్రం వ్యసన భుజగ సందష్ట సంత్రాణ మంత్రం జిహ్వే శ్రీకృష్ణ మంత్రం జప జప సతతం జన్మ సాఫల్య మంత్రం.
Explanation Swamiji has
given. Yeah, actually, I would request everybody to please read Swami Ishwarananda's commentary. I am not covering those points, but his commentary is outstanding. In this particular mantra, he has spent so many pages on it. So everybody, please read that, because I am trying not to cover that, because you can read it. I am trying to get other commentaries to give different. But please, everybody should read every week all the shlokas that have been covered, either before or after. So here,
can you tell me the shloka number
24
and page number?
Page number is what?
114.
Shloka number 24.
Okay,
so he's talking about mantra. The chanting of the mantra is also can heal us. You know, they say certain mantras, when they are chanted, it can heal. But body and the mind also. So, Shatru Cheda Eka Mantram. There is only one mantram which removes all enemies. Shatru Cheda, all inner and outer enemies. And it is that mantra which is Sakalam Upanishad Vakya Sampujya Mantram. In all the Upanishad Vakyas, the statements of the Upanishad, Sampujya, it is praised. The chanting of the name of the Lord is a mantram. And what does it do? Chanting Samsar Otar Mantra. Uttar means it elevates us from this repeated cycle of birth and death. Again and again, birth and death, Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam. And Samupachitama Sangha Niryana Mantram. Samupachitatama means all these lifetimes of ignorance. Tama here means darkness of ignorance. Sangha means the combination of the lifetimes of ignorance and darkness can be removed just like that by chanting the name of the Lord, Niryana Mantram. All ignorance can be removed. Yeah. And it can give us all Aishwarya. Ek mantram can give us all that is good.
Prosperity.
And we'll talk about what are the six prosperities that Bhagwan has, which we can also get. And all our afflictions are like considered like snakes. Snakes, you know, are considered evil. Even in Christianity, they say Adam and Eve were diverted, confused by snake. And then in Hippocrates, also in medicine, they show a sword with a snake around it, such showing that the medicine can destroy the snake. So here it says that any snake, any afflictions, that sandashta means bitten by any afflictions, santrana mantram. This mantra can remove all afflictions which are like snakes. And he says, oh my tongue, again and again, Shri Krishna mantram japa japa satatam. Always remember the mantra of Shri Krishna. Why? It is janma safalya mantram. It will make your life worthwhile. Chanting of the mantra will make your life safal, make your life successful. So let us see what is this meaning of chanting the mantra. So what it means is that it should be chanted with ananya bhava. While I am chanting the mantra, my mind should be mindfully on that and nothing else. And that should be my whole goal in life. Ramakrishna Paramhans said it very beautifully. He says, when you're doing any work with one hand, hold on to the Lord with the other hand. When the work is finished, hold on to him with both hands. Mm-hmm. So that means my mind should be constantly on the Lord. And chanting of the mantra is also a very beautiful meditation technique, where you start with, say, Om Namah Shivaya or Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama, and just keep on chanting again and again, or only Om. And slowly your thoughts, from many thoughts, you know, about children, work, this, that, all that, come to one thought. and that is the form and the name of the Lord. Ultimately, even the form disappears, only the name remains. And from that one thought of the name of the Lord, ultimately that mind goes into silence, and even the name disappears and one goes into complete silence where the mind ends. So chanting with the mind leads to end of the mind. End of the mind does not mean that the person is dead, but his mind is now free of everything else. And in that silence, you can experience the inner silence. And Pooja Gurudev said it very beautifully. He says that suppose you have a knife which has become very dull, you know, with repeated use. So what do? You, this, especially in India, these stone cutters come and they will say, oh, we'll polish all your knives. And they rub the knife against this harsh stone. And by rubbing, the mind becomes polished. I mean, the knife becomes polished, becomes sharp. Similarly, our mind, by chanting the mantra, is like that stone which makes our mind and intellect sharp and able to focus on that. You say, how can the mantra do the lifetimes of, you know, ignorance? So the example they give is like water. Now, water is weaker than a stone, but repeatedly falling over thousands of years, it can make a deep hole into the stone. And completely, for example, the whole Grand Canyon was made just by water running over billions of years, where it's now thousands of feet deep just by running of the water. So similarly, chanting of the mantra done mindfully, not mechanically, Om Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, not like that, but pay attention to the sound, pay attention to the silence, Shri Krishna, Sharanam Mama, and then stop. Pay attention to the silence, and then again. So mindful repetition. So what they say, abhyasa, practice, makes swabhava. Mm-hmm. So by repeated practice of chanting, my swabhava becomes like that. So abhyasa leads to swabhava, and all inner and outer afflictions are removed. Outer sorrows, any illnesses, and mainly the inner, because the mind and body are connected. We'll talk in the next shloka. So as my mind becomes quieter, my body also heals. So the mind and body are connected. And this leads to liberation. Because of lifetimes of ignorance, the Upanishads say that the goal of life is moksha. And so chanting of the mantra mindfully leads the mind to the higher. And why Shri Krishna? Because Krishna word comes from Akarshana. It is very attractive to us. So his name, his form, his glories, his stories are full. If you read Bhagavat or you read Shri Krishna's life. So that's what they say, that our mind naturally gets attracted to Bhagavan and Janma Safalya Mantram, and it makes your mind, your life successful. That's why the last shloka of Bhagavad Gita, where Sanjay says, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara, Tatra Shri Vijayo Bhuti, Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. So Sanjay says that where Shri Krishna is there, who is the Lord of Yoga, and Arjuna with a bow and arrow ready to work in the world, there will be definitely success, wealth, prosperity, all good things will happen. So here, of course, Arjuna had to fight a battle. In our case, whatever work I am doing, I have to always be ready to do my best and then remember the Lord. So when the two are there together, when I have the ability and when Bhagwan is with me, Janma Safalya Mantram, success is guaranteed. Now, Shankaracharya ji said it in one place. He says, asaro samsara. The samsara has no ras, has no reality. You know, we give so much reality, but it is an illusion. The only reality is Bhagwan's name. And we keep chasing after samsara. He says it is like Katali Garbha. You know, Katali Garbha is that plantain, trunk. And as they peel it, suppose you cut it and you peel it, you come inside, nothing at the end. So same way he says, the world we keep on chasing after it, it is like nothing. Or example, they give peeling onions. You know, you keep peeling onion, it comes to nothing. Not only that, it makes you cry. So somebody told a man, he says, you should peel an onion underwater. He says, if I peel an onion underwater, how am I going to breathe? So he says, you don't have to be underwater, the onion. So when you peel the onion, we find it is nothing left. At the end, you keep peeling. So similarly, this world at the essence is nothing. It is an illusion. It is zero. It is. And only the reality is Bhagwan. That is the only reality. Everything else is changing. Everything else is an appearance. That's what they say. Real is that which is the same in past, present, and future. Unreal is that which is changing, which is was not there, is there, and in the future will not be there. So that is what we have to pay attention on. And then it is says it will give us Sarva Aishwarya. Now, what are the six Aishwaryas? Bhagwan is said to have all six Aishwaryas in plenty, infinite. So the six Aishwaryas are Jnana, Dharma, Vairagya, Aishwarya, that's glory, Shri, wealth, and Moksha. So Jnana, knowledge, Dharma is the right action, Vairagya, detachment, Aishwarya means glory, Shri means wealth, and Moksha means liberation. So chanting the name of the Lord brings us to that one Bhagwan, and we can participate in all those glories. That's why when we chant his name, we develop Vairagya, we develop, you know, Moksha, Jnana, Dharma, all those. So this reminds me of another story. So there was this wedding going on. Some of you may have heard it. And there was this uncle who had a key where the cupboard was locked. And that had all the mithais, all the sweets. You know, in weddings, they have so many sweets. And every time the children would come and say, uncle, can we have sweets? So he would say, okay, all gather. And he will open the key, give them each one sweet. And then 3-4 hours later, again, they come, uncle, can we have sweet? One girl, she was sitting quiet and she never asked for sweets. So he says, don't you want sweets? She says, no, I want the key so I can go and get it wherever I want. So similarly, Bhagwan's name is that which gives us Aishwarya, which gives us glory, and which is always available to us. It's like that key. You don't need a particular time. You don't need a muhurta. When should I chant the name of the Lord? Right. Only Monday I should remember Shiva and Tuesday Hanumanji. It's not like that. You can remember God 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. One doesn't have to wait. Or Guru, you don't only remember on Thursday. You remember all 7 days. So that is the glory of this mantra.
And Swamiji gives nice example of mantra is like a Jokes. Net, you know, japa is like a net put on a bird, so it protects your mind. Otherwise, if the net is taken off, the mind will go here. So to keep the mind focused is this mantra does that. And also the Raman Maharishi is also said that watching the breath also is the similar.
Yeah, the breath, watching the breath, chanting the mantra, the mind is controlled. And then ultimately, when the mind goes into silence, that is ultimately the goal of meditation.
Another story also, Swamiji's story that is given in the book, which everybody can read, is about the greatness of the mantra. And he said, it's just a word. So then Swamiji called him stupid and fool, you sit down like that. So it's nice. That the power of the words are so strong.
So strong, right. Thank you. Sujata, you would like to read the next one? You have the book?
Yes.
Shloka number is what, 25?
25.
Shloka number is 25, page
She doesn't have the book. I don't know.
One no, I have the book, but I have the shloka.
Okay.
Vyamoha.
So in this book, it is 120, Ramaben. Okay, Sujata, you can chant. Vyamoha prashamaushadham munimano vritti pravrityaushadham.
Vyamoha prashamaushadham munimano vritti pravrityaushadham.
Daitendriyartikaroushadham tribhuvani sanjeevanaikaushadham.
Dvaitvendri tirkaroshadam trichatak jagatam sajivane kaushadam.
Bhaktatyanta hitaushadam bhavabhaya radvam sanai kaushadam.
Bhaktatyanta hitaushadam bhavabhaya radvam sanai kaushadam.
Shreya praptikaraushadham pibamana Shri Krishna devyaushadham.
Shreya praptikaraushadham pibamanaha Shri Krishna devyaushadham.
Now you can please mute, we'll all chant together. Vyamoha prashamaushadham munimano vritti pravrityaushadham. Daitendriyardikaraushadham tribhuvani sanjeevanaikaushadham. Bhaktatyanta hitaushadham bhavabhaya pradvamsanaikaushadham. Shreya praptikaraushadham pibamana Shri Krishna devyaushadham.
So Swamiji in his commentary in the book says you should eat food like medicine, otherwise you will have to eat medicine like food. 25 supplements per day.
Oh my.
So he says you eat food like medicine, otherwise you have to eat medicine like food. So,
oh my.
So vyamoha. Moha means delusion. V and a means complete utter. Two prefixes are used. Vya and amoham means complete unrestricted delusion. And once that is what we suffer from. So if you want to prashama, if you want to reduce that delusion, aushadam, there is only one aushadam, which nice. We will see in the last line. Vyamoha prasham aushadam. So this removes all delusion. And then manovritti, pravritti, it takes the mind's direction where? To where the munis were. Muni means the contemplative sages. So how the contemplative sages think about the Lord completely without single-pointed. So similarly, our mind can become like munis by chanting the name of the Lord. Daitya Indra, that means the Lord of all the demons, means all the demons. Artika, it gives sorrow to the demons. As we know, Bhagavan Krishna's birth was to remove so many demons like Kamsa and, the Kauravas and all these daityas were removed by him, all the horse and, Putana and all. So here he says, chanting the name of the Lord will remove demons. Here we don't have to face demons like Kamsa and Putana, but we have to face the inner demons of lust, greed, and jealousy. So, artikara, so it will remove the demons. That is one aushadam.
Tribhuvani,
in the three worlds, it gives us Sanjeevani. Sanjeevani is the booty that Hanumanji brought
for
Lakshmanji. Actually, I was reading somewhere, he says that Hanumanji brought the Sanjeevani. But that doctor, Sushant, he was brought without his permission. He was just carried and brought there.
Uh-huh.
And then Hanumanji told him, bring booty. Instead of bringing the medicine, he brought the whole drugstore. He brought the whole mountain. Then the doctor, he gave the booty, but nowhere it mentions the doctor's name. They say Ramchandra, he says Hanumanji healed Lakshman. Everybody says, it was him who...
Are bichara poor doctor who did what? They don't even mention his name. They don't even mention baad mein, how did he go back to his home? So that is how doctors are treated all the time. No value is given to their work. So similarly, Hanumanji spread, oh Prabhu, you know, what is that? He brought the mountain and all that. I mean, not that Hanumanji didn't do work, but we also have to thank the mountain. So he says, Tribhuvani Sanjeeva Ek Aushadam. It is the one that gives us life, immortality. Bhakta Atyanta Hita. It is the one that is extremely beneficial to bhaktas. Why? Bhava Bhaya Pradvamsana Ek Aushadam. It is one medicine that removes Bhava Bhaya, this fear of birth and death, fear of change. You know, from old youth, we are getting old and then we are fearful of changes and death and so on. So it will remove that. And Shreya, and it gives you the Shreyas, the best. Praptikara, it gives us the best. Aushadam for Shreyas. O Piba Mana, he tells his mind, oh, you foolish mind, just keep drinking this Shri Krishna Divya Aushadam. Just keep chanting the name of the Lord. Divine. You don't need anything else. You know, just remembering God with faith and with attention is all that is need. So as we said, Vyamoha Prashama Aushadam, Muni Mano, we already talked about Vyaha and Moha, this extreme delusion that we suffer from, it can be removed. Muni Mano Vritti Pravritti Aushadam. This is a very important line, which says that our mind and our body are connected. If my mind is pleasant, my body will be healthy. If my mind is constantly under stress, doctors know that if my mind is stressed, angry, fearful, then sooner or later, sorrows, physical problems will also come. So the idea is to keep the mind cheerful, as happy as much as possible, remove anger, greed, jealousy, so that the physical ailments are also healed. Actually, we just celebrated Martin Luther King's birthday. So I heard some very beautiful teaching. So he says that there are three things everyone should do. One is that I should grow myself, not only financially, but grow spiritually, you know, try to do, you know, become a better person. But second, he says one should not only grow oneself, but grow society around. So people around, one should teach them right things, help them to grow, just as, you know, our Bal Vihar teachers, how we teach the children to get better. So that is the second growth, that I should grow and the society should grow along with me. When I have financially, I'm better off, help others who are not. If I have knowledge, share knowledge, whatever way. The third, he says, this is external growth. I'm growing outward. I'm helping others grow. Third is grow inward. Go inward and remember that who you are. Connect to God's presence. I didn't realize that Martin Luther King had given these three beautiful paths, that I should grow, make society go, and then go inward to find God's presence within us. And then we remember the story of Socrates, you know, who lived in the 4th century BC. He was a Greek philosopher. And in those days, they had a lot of false superstitions, wrong ideas about God, and all different kinds of useless, you know, rituals, which were had no meaning, only made the priests rich, you know, because people had to give a lot of money to get. And he said, he told the youth, he said, you don't need to run after all these priests. That is good. Puja is good, but don't give all your money to them. Main thing is you have to grow inward. The truth you will only find within. You will not find outside, but truth you will find within. And he was, for that, he was tried, and one day only his trial took. He was arrested, tried, and condemned to death. He said, tomorrow morning, you have to drink poison. Now, he was in that prison where the other prisoners told him that, look, we know you are innocent. We have a way for you to escape. We can show you how to get out. And some of his followers were waiting outside to take him, he said, no, I'm not going to go anywhere. If I believe in the truth, and if for that, if I have to give up my life, I don't mind. And cheerfully, he drank hemlock, the poison, in the morning. So the point is that for the truth, one should be willing to give up anything. And that is what this, it shows us, that Muni Manovritti Pravritti Aushadam and Daitriya on all these Daitya Indra Artika Aushadam, it removes all our negativities. So Gurudev used to tell his students, you know, when they graduate from Sandipani, he said, I'm not sending you out in the world to become parasites. You know, when they would become brahmacharis and swamis, he would say, you are not to become parasites. You have to contribute to the world. Unless you have given one pravachan at least a day, you have no right to eat. So that's what he had told his students, that I'm sending you out in the world to teach others. And only when you have taught, then you have a right to eat. So that is the idea, that one should give back to the world and not be a taker. And that's what it says. It is Shreya Prapti Karaushadam. That's why Arjuna asked Sri Krishna, Yat Shreyo Syat Nishchitam Bruhi Tanme Shishyasteham Shadhi Mam Tvam Prapannam. He says, I am your devotee. Tell me what is Shreyas, what is good for me and what is good for the world. And that's what Bhagavan Krishna then, you know, 700 shlokas of the Bhagavad Gita are full of that Shreyas, which tell us that what are our priorities. See, our priorities are wrong. We give so much priority to the world and least priority to Bhagavan. I am too busy. I don't have time to meditate. I don't have time to pray. I don't have time to, you know, hurriedly we do aarti and leave in the morning. But then on the phone, we have 1 hour to talk. There is no problem. Or on the internet, we spend hours. And then we say, I am too busy, you know. But one should take out time for Bhagavan. Make him your priority. Then only all the inner demons of negativities will be removed. And then it says it is Sanjeevani. It gives us immortality. Immortality does not mean living forever. That is actually not, you know, that is actually a misfortune. If I live 100 years, then 150 years, then 200 years, and the people will say, hey, this guy is on and on. So ultimately, the body has to perish. So thinking I'm living forever is not any great joy. The joy is to realize I am immortal. My true nature is that Sat Chit Anand, the Brahman, that Om, and that is who I really am. And that is the goal of meditation. You know, Jati Niti Kula Gotra Duragam. You don't have any Jati, you don't have any Niti Kula Gotra. You are that Supreme Consciousness. Because the greatest fear in our life is death, right? We have different fears. I might lose my health. I might lose my money, my house, earthquake, tornado, or I might lose my fire, you know, things get burnt. But the greatest fear is death. But that's why this Mrityunjaya mantra, Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam, Urva Rukam Eva Bandhanan Mrityor Mokshiya Mamritat. O Bhagavan Shiva, free us from the fear of death. And the only way we can go beyond the fear of death is to realize I was never born. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit. Bhagavan says in the Bhagavad Gita that there was never a time when you were born and there was never a time when you will die. You, me, and all these kings, all are immortal. So our true nature is immortal. That is who I really am. Once you understand that, then death is like change of clothes. You know, Vasamsi Jirnani Yatha Vihai Navani Grenati Naroparani. Bhagavan says in the second chapter, death is like you give up one set of clothes and take up another set. So old clothes you are giving up, there is no fear. So similarly, for us, the greatest fear is death. And remembering God, who is of the nature of unconditional love. God continues to love us no matter how many bad things we do. If there is one person or one entity that has unconditional love is Bhagwan. Everybody else, there is some condition. I take care of my child so that he may take care of me in my old age. I love my spouse so that, you know. So every other love in this world is conditional. You know, I am friends with this person because he can help me. But Bhagwan continues to love us unconditionally, continues to support us no matter how many wrong things we do, how many bad things we do, how many problems we create. Bhagwan doesn't say, okay, you are creating too many problems, let me take you. He said, theek hai, you keep doing it. Ultimately, your own karmas will. So he does not play any favorites. His love for us is total, unconditional. That's why Bhagwan says in the Bhagavad Gita, api chet su durachara bhajate mam ananya bha sadhu revasa mantavya samyak vyavasito hi saha shipram bhavati dharmatma, and so on. So he says, no matter how many sins you have committed, if you turn towards me and remember me, in my mind, you are a sadhu. And shashvat chantim nigachati kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. He says, my devotee never perishes. If you turn your mind towards me, then I take responsibility of you. My devotee will not suffer. Does not mean that he won't have physical or emotional or other ups and downs. But as long as his mind is stationed in Bhagwan, then worldly sorrows will come and go, physical, mental. That is the nature of this body. Body will get old. Mind will have joys and sorrows. But my true nature is that infinite reality who is of the nature of unconditional love. So that is what he says. Oh, mind, do three things. One is have the money of Bhagwan's name. Have the mantra of Bhagwan's name and make his name your aushadham, your medicine. And so these are the three shlokas we have covered today, where it says that these three things, remembering, considering him as the wealth, and the mantra is the best medicine for all physical, mental, emotional, psychological, all sorrows can be removed by that. So we'll end here. We have about 5 or 6 minutes if anybody has any questions or comments. Yeah, Carrie, go ahead, please.
You know, I don't mean to say anything, you know, that this is wrong, but, you know, there is a certain thing when people start talking about a lot of these things like jewels and saying things, and you know, it's like placebo medicine,
mm-hmm.
placebo effect. I wonder, I don't know if you have any comments on that.
No, that's a good question. Yeah, the jewel is supposed to have a placebo effect, but here he's saying the real jewel is Bhagwan's name.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That is his point, that he's not saying that by, but in the commentary, it is said that these are the three things that are said to heal. But the most important thing is remembering the name of the Lord. No, you're right. But even mantra, how will it heal? Again, when the mind is purified and the mind is pleasant, mind is happy, then the body heals itself. So the mind and body have a very intimate connection. And that's what they say. Keep your mind on the Lord. And even if the body has any problems, it won't bother you. Now, your point is right. There is no proof that jewels heal. But people wear them with the belief. Again, maybe because they believe in it, maybe it may work. As you said, placebo effect. Thank you. Moini auntie, you have a question? Or
yeah, there are three things you were trying to explain. Mantra, and I couldn't follow the third one.
Aushadham, the herbal medicines, you know, drinking. He says, Piba, Mana Shri Krishna Devi Aushadham. Drink the name of Bhagwan Shri Krishna. That is the
okay. Herbal medicine. Thank you.
Liquid medicine, drinking the name of the Lord.
Thank you.
Yeah, so always keep that as the medicine. Remember God as medicine which will heal. Any other questions, comments? Sharad, anything you would like to add?
No, it's just the comment that Niruji made was from the Upadeshara. Uttamastavad Uchamandataha Chitta Janjapa Dhyanam Uttamam. So it's not like you said merely just chanting the name of the Lord, but it takes you over a period of time or over X number of years to the heights of meditation, which eventually leads you to the oneness or dhyanam. Thank you.
Thank you.
On Japanian, there is a book called Tarangani, chapter 13. I mean, Tarangani number 13 or 12. That has everything about Japa.
So we have that book. Yeah, Niru said there is a book called Tarangini.
Which I think it's 11, Niru.
11.
Number 11, which talks about Japa. So if somebody wants, we can order it. We can order it from Chinmaya Mission. But the Tarangini, it has a series of books. Each one is devoted to a particular topic. Yeah, so number 11. But the glory of Japa, you know, Japa. That's why in Bhagavad Gita, he says, Yajna Naam Japa Yajnyosmi. Bhagavan Sri Krishna says, among all the yajnas, all the spiritual practices, Japa is the highest, that I am. Jayashri, anything else you would like to add?
No, I'm just enjoying it. And, you know, I just learned more about Garuda, you know, how powerful he is in my other class. So I was just thinking about that.
Right. Right.
Very powerful. And his brother is Aruna. It's supposed to be Aruna who's the charioteer of Surya. So that's why you see that brilliant red when the sun rises. The first thing you see is Aruna is the red view of the sun. So I was just learning in the other class. Sorry.
Yeah, good. Thank you. And then Garuda, of course, is so powerful. It can
travel. Garuda is very, very powerful. Yes. Yeah. And he actually, Krishna asked Garuda, you know, I need a favor from you. So then Garuda says, okay, but I also need a favor from you, you know. So then you have to give me also something. Then, okay, Krishna says, I want you to be my vehicle. He says, okay, but I have to be higher than you. So you have to put me on your flag. So Krishna had to put him on his flag.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, they're just beautiful, powerful, you know, souls.
So stories, yes. Yeah.
It's not really story. It's, you know.
I mean, these are facts, but I mean, you can say
in a way, it's,
Stories means stories of Bhagavan's glory.
Of Bhagavan's glories, actually. Right. Yeah. They're all Nityakamis, like the, they all are in Vaikuntha, like that's how they explain that, like Garuda and the Shesha Nag, you know, and Ramanujacharya is supposed to have come, he's the part of the Shesha Nag that he's, you know, it has come in.
Yeah, no, these are real, and same way, Lakshmanji is said to be the Shesha Nag.
Yes, in the Ramavatar.
Ramavatar, yeah, Lakshmanji was the Shesha Nag, yes. Ram was Vishnu. Yeah, so these are all real, you know, it's not stories in the sense, they are all his glories.
Glories, yes.
Glories, right.
Are those kind of things, are they like in the Puranas?
Yes, in the Puranas. In the Bhagavad, Srimad Bhagavad talks about Vishnu's avatars and Krishna's life, and then of the Shiv Purana and Devi Purana and all.
Okay.
Like that. Okay, we'll end here. Next week, there won't be a class. I'll post it on the site because we'll be going to Satish Bhai's house for his mother's 13th day, the celebration of life. So there won't be any class next Tuesday. We'll meet in 2 weeks, if that's okay with everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, next week, that's what I just told, that we'll cancel next week's class and we'll go to Satish Bhai's house. And then we'll meet in 2 weeks. So those who are out of town, please note, there won't be a class next week.
So his mother passed away?
Yeah, his mother passed away.
So it's the 13th day on Tuesday, next Tuesday.
She was almost 102.
She was 101, almost 102. Her funeral is on Friday afternoon at Greenlawn.
Yes.
And otherwise, you can go to his house next Tuesday. In the morning, there will be puja and then there will be lunch. Everyone is invited. So next Tuesday, a week from today in the morning, puja and lunch. So we'll be going there. So we'll cancel the class. See you in 2 weeks. We'll continue this beautiful text. I'm so thankful to all of you and to Jayashree especially for guesting this. I'm learning so much. And it's beautiful. So beautiful text. Thank you. Hariom.
Thank you.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Thank you. Hari Om.
Thank you. Hari Om.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hari Om.
Thank you.
Convey my condolences to Satish Bhai.
I will tell him. Thank you. Thank you, Auntie.
Bye. Yes, please tell him for me too, but I'll try to send him a note. I'll be out of town.
Yeah, just send him a note. Yeah. But I will tell him also. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.